day I saw the Adelaide Hills. I thought I dreamt it, but there is Adelaide Hills. We are the Pretty Things, and thank you for coming, if you have.
Rudolph Forest, all of my mind. Thank you very much. Well, that celebrates his birthday. I only got two songs for my birthday. He got three. We'll take you back to Sitcom Art School. So we're going to go back through our back pages. Dick Taylor's there. Keith Richards there. I'm there. And the bloke behind me, year younger, David Bowie. So in this little art school, there was a group of like three art school group together, and I think probably about 60, 70 students. And out of that came Little Boy Blue, Stones, Pretty Things, and of course Ziggy and all. So, must be. Anyway, this is the kind of stuff all those bands cut their teeth on. Thank you. She's gonna roll out, baby. Big and I have put this little thing together. It's an homage to Mr. Robert Johnson. We feel the man has put sort of meat on bone and blood through vein through the whole of the rock and roll history. He's not known too much because obviously he died young, but Robert's there through a lot of the stuff we all love. This is for you, Robert.
Thank you.
Another man we respect, who gave us a lot of inspiration, Mr. Bo Diddley. So we're going to have a bit of Bo before we go. That's good, isn't it? This one's called Carpet. This is one I'm trying to get Van Morrison to sing this in December. We've got to send him a tape. You think he'll take a good one? Can't judge a book. Don't bring me down.
I won't run out. Get up, get up.
In the 60s, when all the bands were starting out, the Yardbirds, Animals, Kinks, Pretty Things, Downline Effect, there was a kind of unwritten rule: if somebody sort of bagged a particular cover song, like the Yardbirds had Smokestack Lightning, we had Roadrunner, other bands didn't touch that. They did another number by the same artist. So this, we kind of made our own. It's called Mona. A bit more Bo Diddley. Thank you.
Thank you. at the end of our show. Again, thank you for coming out. Whatever night it is, I've lost count. And thank you for having us in Adelaide. As I say, 55 years is a long time taking to get here, but anyway, you got here. Also, there's a gentleman over there with some merchandise, and other people come up to us with things they want signing. Give us 5 minutes to sort of de-sweat, and we'll be out there signing for you. This one's called Midnight Six Man. Yeah. This is good night. This one's called LSD. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, you want one more?
This is the one we kicked the door down with. It's called Rosalind!
Bye. more for old time's sake than anything else, so I wasn't that impressed.
That's right, I mean, it's a bit of a...
You know.
It's been great coming back to Australia. We've got one more gig tomorrow night, then we're back to Europe, but it's been a fantastic time. Woo! I don't know how many days we've been here, but we've had a ball. So, very nice. Never seen Adelaide before. Christ knows why it's taken us 55 years to get here. I mean, they have bats, don't they, for fuck's sake? We could have found you earlier, never mind. This one's called Honey, I Need. Keep your big mouth shut. The start of the heat, is it here? Start, it's going to get hotter? Yeah. We're going back to European cold, I guess. On Monday or Tuesday we're in Paris. That'll be bloody freezing. I said, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're going to take it back for all our back pages. 55 years, man and boy. Won't say who the boy was, but man was Frank Holland. Featured. You're back on harp. Oh, you had to move over yesterday because we had an old original pretty thing, Mr. John Fullinger, John Stacks, played harp with us last night, but Frank's got his job back. This one's called Big Boss Man.
Boss man, don't you
looking at Dick. No, I don't know that. I'm just saying I'm looking at you. I mean, this man stood next to me pretty much all of the 55 years. We started all this art school as well. This one is, this year we did the third Isle of Wight Festival, and we didn't realise it, but the year before we've written this kind of tribute to the first one we ever did, because it was quite an extraordinary event. You know, we went there with our girlfriends, you know, what was going to be there when we got there? And there was this field and a bit of sheeting hanging down with a kind of weird light show. That was the first one. We went back a year later, 250,000 people, I mean. Without internet, without contact, God knows how that happened. Anyway, this one's called Save a Song. I think. Sometimes in our career we had to duck and dive to avoid being sued by all sorts of bastards. that try to take money off us. And for a little while we became an anonymous band called the Electric Banana. And we made a few brilliant songs under that name. We want to play their biggest hit for you now. It's called Alexander.
Thank you.
That was actually the maquette where we got the green light to make us a Sorrow. I mean, we were trying lots of experimentation and taking them to record companies, and they were saying, forget it, no chance, you're mad, you smoke too much dope, go away. But I think when we made that particular song, it was like 9 minutes long as a single, as a bit, we were pushing our luck a bit. But anyway, that gave us the strength to go on and make this next chap's birthday. SF Sorrow is 50 today. So we want to play a little bit of SF Sorrow birthday, if you don't mind. Behind the windows, the
spent in the grave of his mind. We still love some outliers. World is running inside. SSR was
Sheila next door. That's the Australian version. She says good morning.